This is the third part of the fun generator chapter. Let's move on to the next fun generator, which is dynamic data collections. So people love to collect in games. It's a mechanic that's helped to make games like Pokemon very popular. And so with data-generated games or user-generated data, we can have categories associated with the data that's generated, and then have challenges where players need to collect items from each of those categories. So an app or a game that we'll discuss later on in the examples of game utilities is a bumper sticker app. And this was a game that was pretty popular back in the day on Facebook, when Facebook games were popular, and people would just post different bumper stickers of different things. And so being able to buy, collect bumper stickers was a fun activity within the game. And so, and that's where the dynamic data collections fun generator gets inspired from. And in fact, there can be other types of collections. I mean, the data doesn't necessarily have to be stuff like photos, but, you know, photo collections are a fun thing to do. But there can be new types of novel content that you need to collect. There can also be challenges such as buying a data item early on and then having to, combining that data collection, like where you collect these items and then you have a tycoon mechanic where other people can buy that data or that stuff from you. And if they do, then you make a profit, stuff like that. So you can mix and blend different generators together to even enhance the gameplay and the interactivity fun. Additionally, there can be dynamic or temporal collection sets based on quest for the day or new items for the day. And then players can try to collect or try to do these things. And then also collections can be used, or just the kind of the quest to collect certain things can be used to generate metadata or new types of data to drive other types of game systems in the game utility. There's the stock market mechanic fun generator. And what this is basically you can, in your game utility, assign values to the data in the game. I mean, this might be data, for example, of people. And there was a game back in the day called Friendstock, where every 5 or 10 minutes in the app or the game, the stock price of someone or something would go up or down, depending maybe on how popular they were or how many people were browsing their profile in the game. And then other people could buy or sell that stock, you know, and if they bought high and, or if they bought low and sold high, they would make a profit. So I think key to this is this concept of what technical people call cron jobs, or little sequences in the game that maybe check every hour or 5 minutes or every day to adjust the values of the data inside the game, and then use that to inspire or drive gameplay or interactivity from the players. The next fun generator is the data generated quests. And these are quests related to data. So it can be used to create new data for the game. It can also be used to, create photos, create new types of content from one player that can be used to feed into the game systems for other players inside the game utility. So really that's the point of these quest or fun quest generators, is to help drive or create more types of relevant data to enhance the fun of these fun generators or other types of fun generators in the game utility. There is the physics data interactions fun generator. And what I consider this is where you blend data. So for example, people, faces of people, or, you know, photos, and then you provide physics to that so that those photos or whatever else become meshes, or they become little boxes that kind of bounce or play, or you can fling inside a physics system. So it's just a fun way to play around with data, like literally viscerally play around with data in a way that's similar to how people would play with characters or things inside traditional games. There are the user-generated, data-generated collections. And in these cases, the collections are, they're forms of self-expression. And so basically you collect and then use these collections or data pieces or interactive content to express yourselves or to progress within the game utility. And so, traditional collections in games did give players a sense of satisfaction, you know, collecting sets, completing sets, stuff like that. In this case, the data that people can collect can actually enhance their gameplay too, in the game utility. So if you collect certain types of photos, or if you collect certain types of relationships, or whatever the collection set is that you have, they can actually lead or open up to new types of gameplay or game systems in the game utility. Then there is a procedural content for data-generated games, fun generator. And basically what this is it takes the data, you know, generated within the game utility, or even inputs from the players combined with the data inside the game utility to generate procedural content systems. And those systems could literally be, and this is an example from another type of app or interactive sequence. It's like basically think about Tinder, where, you know, there's data from other people like photos and whatever else, but then you seed this procedural content generator with your location, maybe your interest, stuff like that. And then it generates this sequence, this interactive sequence that you can swipe left, swipe right, whatever else on it. So that's what I consider where you literally create procedural content or procedural interactivity, procedurally generated interactivity sequences that that are fun for players. And so I think this is definitely something to consider. And in fact, the interactions from the first set of sequences, the procedural content, can then create more types of data that can help even seed new types of gameplay or sequences, or obviously improve the filtering of what that initial interactivity sequence was. And then finally, this is another fun generator, and I think this will be the last one that we'll cover for now, which is the Elder Data Game. And this kind of borrows from traditional MMO design, where we modify the data systems and interactions based on the stage of the player or the stage or progression of the data. So for example, with that Fun Friends dating utility that I mentioned before, the goal was to flirt with other players and find someone to eventually date. And so that means if the game is actually successful, people would stop playing the game. And this is where you can say, well, you know what? If we're going to develop relationships within these games or build up roles in these games, once those roles are established or there's a certain level of threshold for the quality of those relationships and roles, you can then start enhancing or opening it up to new types of game utility subsystems or sequences to build up on those relationships, to maintain those relationships. And So that's what I consider Elder Data Game. I mean, and this is where you can consider data. And sometimes data is really valuable when it first comes out, and then it becomes old or stale or whatever else. And then you have to adjust accordingly. And this is where you consider this Elder Data Game. So I would say that, this is just a partial list of the fun generators. And I think something to consider is that, there are a lot of opportunities to experiment and explore ways to generate new types of fun generators that are fun and interactive and engaging for players. And this is there's a lot of potential opportunity here. Definitely consider other variations on these generators. You can consider ways to mix and match these generators, create your own generator, and then mix it and match it with some of these other ideas. So that's it for this chapter. The next chapter will actually discuss specific game utility designs. These are kind of designs of other apps and games that I've seen that kind of fit the concept of what a game utility could or would be. And yeah, so thank you.